In a little over 1 year from now, people from around the U.S. and the world will descend onto Carbondale in the area to view the first total solar eclipse seen in the U.S. since 1979. Diane Regan, eclipse coordinator for the city of Carbondale, says between 50,000 to maybe hundreds of thousands of visitors will be in the area. And she says even though Southern Illinois is going through tough economic times, and the state does not yet have a full-year budget, next year's eclipse is a great chance to get Southern Illinois on the world stage.
In the middle of this, we have this opportunity that is literally from the heavens, right when we need it the most. It's an opportunity that we cannot ignore to showcase our region to the world.
Regan spoke today at an open meeting with university and business leaders to unveil the multi-stage plan for dealing with the crowds. And with this many people, the devil is in the details. From making sure local businesses and restaurants have enough food on hand, to making sure there are enough hotel rooms to stay in, to ensuring that ATMs don't run out of cash for these worldwide visitors. Diane Regan, the eclipse coordinator for the city, says, think of it as sewing.
I call this the ball of yarn issue. Like you tug on it a little and it just keeps coming. You think about what issue is in front of us and it gives rise to three more and then it keeps going. So we're doing that process right now. The plan is to get kind of an overarching plan in place for the city of Carbondale and how we're going to prepare for the eclipse by the end of July.
Teresa Gilbert, the executive director of the Bald Knob Cross of Peace, says they're already brainstorming about transportation for the expected crowds.
We're looking at shuttle service to go up to the cross. We simply can't handle a lot of cars up there and park them and then still have ground space available for viewing for people.
And after the planning meeting, Roxanne Conley, owner of Attitude Designs, says despite the mountain of details to tackle, she's optimistic that Carbondale and Southern Illinois will be ready for the world.
I think once we have an idea of what the city has planned, we'll go forward and do just fine.
Eclipse coordinator Regan encouraged the public to give their input, and you can do that by a special email, which is info@carbondaleeclipse.com. And you can also find out more about the eclipse itself by going to a special website set up by SIU Carbondale. And that address is eclipse.siu.edu. For WSIU Radio News, I'm Kevin Boucher.